Today's reading is from John chapter 3. In this famous chapter, a man named Nicodemus comes to Jesus and has some questions for him. Jesus answers him and astounds him by telling him that you must be born again in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. And we have the famous verse, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him." This famous verse, we see at football games, baseball games, we see signs, John 3:16. Really not so much anymore. We used to see it more often. But it's a promise that God will save those who believe. We know that in Ephesians 2:8 through 10, Paul says that we are saved by grace through faith, that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God, so that no man may boast. We see here that God, by his grace, has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we would believe in him. He sent his Son to save the world. And in verse 18, he says, "He who believes in him is not judged, but he who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." So we see that salvation comes by belief, believing in him, believing in the only begotten Son of God, believing that the Father sent him. The chapter ends up with John the Baptist's last witness. Amazingly, his last witness shows that he believes everything that Jesus told Nicodemus earlier in chapter 3. In verse 34, "For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for he gives the Spirit without measure. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." So as you think about this, as you meditate on these truths, I hope that you bear witness to what God has done in your life in saving you by faith, in saving you to the uttermost. I pray that you will bear witness to others of what he has done. I want you to think upon the fact that Christ came into the world, that the Son of God came into the world to live as a man, that he might be lifted up onto the cross for our sins. Because of his work on the cross, because of his perfect life, his death, his resurrection, and his ascension to power on high, because of those things that we can have confidence in him, that we can be born again, that we can be born again of the Spirit, that we can be made new. As you think about this, as you contemplate this, I suggest that you call out to God in gratitude for what he has done, in thankfulness for saving you. You didn't deserve it. I didn't deserve it, but yet he is in the business of saving his people. Let us read John chapter 3. "Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, 'Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.' Jesus answered and said to him, 'Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.' Nicodemus said to him, 'How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?' Jesus answered, 'Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which has been born of the flesh is flesh, and that which has been born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but do not know where it comes from or where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.' Nicodemus answered and said to him, 'How can these things be?' Jesus answered and said to him, 'Are you the teacher of Israel and do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness of what we have seen, and you do not accept our witness. If I told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no one has ascended into heaven but he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And no one has ascended into heaven but he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whoever believes will in him have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds be exposed. But he who practices the truth comes to the light, so that his deeds may be manifested as having been done by God. After these things, Jesus and his disciples came into the land of Judea, and there he was spending time with them and baptizing. And John also was baptizing in Anon near Salim, because there was much water there, and people were coming and were being baptized, for John had not yet been thrown into prison. Therefore, there arose a debate between John's disciples and a Jew about purification. And they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have borne witness, behold, he is baptizing, and all are coming to him. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing unless it has been given him from heaven. You yourselves are my witnesses that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent ahead of him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. So this joy of mine has been made full. He must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is from the earth and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. What he has seen and heard, of that he bears witness, and no one receives his witness. He who has received his witness has set his seal to this, that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God. For he gives the Spirit without measure. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him.